These days, it seems like Wall Street has high hopes for the blossoming cannabis industry. With marijuana stocks rapidly gaining traction, Tilray, T-L-R-Y, the first marijuana IPO in the United States, has been having a heyday in the market, with one of the most astonishing sessions earlier this week. We saw the stock shooting up 90%, closing lower, and with an estimated valuation of around $24 billion. Cannabis is no longer a joke on Wall Street. As for other companies like Coca-Cola, working on getting a piece of this pot pie, it seems like the wave of approval for cannabis-based companies and IPOs cannot be stopped.
Pretty sure you're quick and swift enough to know what I mean.
So tonight on this Cannabis Conundrum episode, how did this start? What is the history? How the fuck did we get here? Stay tuned.
Love it.
Hell yeah. Cannabis Conundrum, my man does it, Foxy Lady, it's four limbs on the beat. Sometimes I can't think, I don't need a drink, nah. I run to my jar, pull out nugs, let them stink.
Wow.
G4 gas, now my high lasts mad long. Pulling on my iPhone, trying to hear my song. Cannabis Conundrum, Desert Fox, Foxy Lady, what got up? That new podcast, and it's popping something crazy.
Wow.
Maryland the AC. CBD, THC, turning up your show when I blow on a sticky treat. You ain't heard of me,
shots of D,
Shot Radio. Got the theme song for the homies, they gon' play it, yo. Cannabis Conundrum, showing love like it's nothing. Going out to the heads in the pot who be puffin'.
Yes.
All that loud pack goes good with that rap-ish. Cannabis Conundrum got it wrapped in the package.
Uh-huh.
Only smoke strong, say no to the babbage. Cannabis Conundrum got it wrapped in the package. I'm a love bud till I'm snug in my casket. Cannabis Conundrum got it wrapped in the package. Mr. Iron Lung brung bars, but with magic. Cannabis Conundrum podcast is fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
The marijuana plant has its origins as a medical plant thousands of years ago. Most reports are traced to Chinese Emperor Sheng Yung in 2727 BC and was commonly used by 500 BC in Asia. The plant, called Cannabis sativa, allegedly experienced widespread use in a variety of cultures, including the Indians, Muslims, Persians, and ancient Greeks and Romans. Early uses of marijuana were largely medicinal, and it was used to treat things like inflammation, malaria, gout, depression, nausea, and it was used as an anesthetic to even suppress sexual desires. Still, there is evidence that some cultures use the psychoactive component of marijuana, otherwise known as THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, for rituals or religious ceremonies. Marijuana was likely brought to North America by the Spanish in the late 1500s. Early colonies in the United States also grew marijuana and used hemp for everything. It says a variety of applications, but that doesn't really apply. We used it for everything. We used the fibers of hemp to make paper, rope, and yeah, everything. We made houses with it. We're gonna get into that later. Was there always racial undertones? No, not always. But during the 19th century, the word cannabis was almost exclusively referred to the plant. However, when anti-Mexican sentiment in the United States began in the early 20th century, the term switched to marijuana to draw attention to the drugs used by Mexicans, and thereby to attempt to carry a negative connotation. Did we really give a fuck? Some common theories about the racial undertones of the stigma against cannabis circulate around the government associating marijuana use with dangerous homicidal tendencies brought on by the loco weed, Mexican cannabis. This stigma, combined with the rising racial tensions against people of color, contributed to the increasing federal regulations against the drug. But in fact, in an article entitled More Reefer Madness, I believe it's the Atlantic.com, they explained likely racial origins of the prohibition of marijuana. The political upheaval in Mexico that culminated from the Revolution of 1910 led to a wave of Mexican immigrants to the states throughout the American Southwest. Prejudice and fears that greeted these pleasant immigrants also extended to their traditional means of intoxication, smoking weed. The police officers in Texas claimed that marijuana incited violent crimes, aroused lust for blood, and it gave users a superhuman strength.
What?
Rumors spread that Mexicans were disturbing this killer weed, unsuspecting American schoolchildren. Sailors and Indian immigrants brought practice of smoking marijuana to port cities along the Gulf of Mexico and New Orleans. A newspaper articles associated with the drug African Americans, jazz musicians, prostitutes, and the underworld whites. What is an under... Marijuana menace, as sketched by anti-drug campaigners, was personified by interior races and social deviants, The Atlantic reported in a 1997 issue. Y'all killing me. Additionally, the infamous quote by Harry Anslinger, I think we've even said this on our show, one of the leaders of the Prohibition, he reads, and I quote, "There are 100,000 total marijuana smokers in the United States, and most are Negroes and Hispanics and Filipinos and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana use. This marijuana causes white women to seek out sexual relations with Negroes, entertainers, and any others." Do I need to say any fucking thing else? You're listening to
Cannabis Conundrum. Completely awesome.
But we must continue. While the racial language may have since largely dissipated, TheGuardian.com reported this year that in 2016, 600,000 cannabis-related arrests took place.
Wow.
Largely minorities. And after the 2016 presidential election, Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly attempted to reinforce federal marijuana laws, making legal states enforce a federal law once again. Like I said, this is
Cannabis Conundrum.
I gotta take a break and go throw up real quick. We'll be right back.
You're tuning in to Cannabis Conundrum, and I'm glad that you are. My name is Patrick, and when you're done tuning in to Cannabis Conundrum, why don't you come on over and check out my podcast. The name of it is We Live on a Planet. We're gonna just talk some stuff and things. Maybe we'll learn a couple things as well. So come on over and check me out. I hope you do. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Hey, now back to Cannabis Conundrum.
Yeehaw!
It's the Cannabis Conundrum. Put it in your pipe and smoke some.
Hello, and welcome back. Let's talk about the war on drugs. By 1970, the Controlled Substances Act, as a part of the War on Drugs, spearheaded by Richard Nixon of all people, repealed the Marijuana Tax Act, but they classified cannabis as a Schedule I drug. They put it in the same category as heroin and LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, crystal meth. We're talking about drugs. According to the administration, they wanted to make marijuana public enemy number one on that list. What? Marijuana remains a Schedule I drug today federally, causing it great difficulties for anybody wishing to study it for medicinal properties, as Dr. Ong Jin has witnessed, Contrary to numerous medical opinions, the definition of Schedule 1 seems to clash with its actual benefits. He said some of his colleagues believe in marijuana, but they cannot use it either because they're associated with universities or hospitals, which receive federal grants, so they can't use it, or they're afraid to use it and have the DEA come after them because it's still labeled as a controlled substance in Category 1, which means, by definition, no medical use, highly addictive. Until that changes, what else is there really to say? In 1972, the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse released a report entitled Marijuana, a Signal of Misunderstanding. It did prompt lesser penalties for small possessions and increment prohibition, but Richard Nixon? He largely ignored it. Through the Compassionate Use Act of 1996, California officially became the very first state to legalize medical marijuana for use for patients with chronic illnesses. Now, I'm going to pause real quick in my story and say that on episode 20, the self-titled episode, yes, The Cannabis Conundrum, we listed 11 high-profile arrests, famous people that were arrested for marijuana that kind of shaped, we believe, where we're at today. You should really check that out because there's a very special lady that we've already covered a bunch of this. I will only say that this special lady was involved in the Compassionate Use Act in 1996, but it followed in the footsteps of, in the early 90s, there was several states, including California, plus Washington, D.C., that were fighting for medical marijuana. The other states were Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Maine. By the early 2000s, more states, including Nevada, Montana, Rhode Island, Hawaii, Vermont, New Mexico, passed their medical marijuana laws. Since 2010, 16 states have legalized the use of medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is one thing, but who legalized recreational marijuana first? Washington State and Vermont were the first two states to vote to legalize recreational use of marijuana in 2012. While Colorado's Prop 64 made adult possession and business sale legal, several states followed, leaving recreational marijuana legal in 9 states plus Washington, D.C. But there's been many since who have legalized it in some way, shape, or form.
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
As of 2018, there are 30 states plus Washington, D.C. that have legalized marijuana in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, those states include Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and West Virginia. If you live in none of those states, you should probably move to one of those states. There's 30 of them. There's only 20 that you should get out of. I'm gonna give you a chance to get up and stretch real quick, or I'm gonna give you a chance to hear some really cool shit real quick. Regardless, you don't even know. We're gonna take a break. Cannabis Conundrum. We'll be right back.
We're Cannabis Conundrum with the awesome sauce. Desert Fox and Foxy Lady, yeah, he's the boss. We gotta get our flow on, you gotta catch our vibe. A Cannabis Conundrum, we all get out alive. So come on everybody, we've got the flow. This party's off and popping, hey, don't you know? We got the shit we're pimping from our head to our shoes. We'll help you all smoke away the blues. We're gonna tell the truth and douse all the lies, cause all of this bullshit is coming up to rise. All the prohibition rallied up against the plant. There's no time to sit back, we must master our plan. We've got y'all covered, it's not in vain, from 1967 until today. Enforced by President Richard Nixon, I think it's due time to reverse convictions. The people need cannabis to cure their sickness. We'll fix this shit as God is my witness. Cannabis Conundrum has come up to the surface. Desert Fox and Foxy Lady are here to make them nervous. So let's all gather in the streets of town. We must fix the shit before we all go down. We can't afford the shit, no more there's time to waste. We must get the right people in the right places. We need a new governor and a mayor. It's time we vote in all the key players. We got people hurting and people are suffering. This is bullshit. Ain't nobody loving. We need the people all across the land to stand up, man, and tell them who we am. We're Cannabis Conundrum with the awesome sauce. Desert Fox and Foxy Lady, yeah, he's the boss. Now we're all gonna down in history, so all of you people need to listen to me. The people of the world need to get it straight that this is our life and not a debate. So stop on by, there ain't no need to flow. Just sit on back and enjoy the show. Smoke weed every day. Okay, everybody, so let's talk about the first cannabis IPO. On July 19th of 2018, the first cannabis IPO in the United States is a Canadian company called Tilray. They began trading at $23 on NASDAQ. And since its IPO, Tilray shares have been nothing short of a roller coaster, with shares hitting highs of nearly $300 in a trading session earlier this week.
Well, the cannabis world is lit up these days, so we have to talk about it. And the big news these days has been all about Tilray. We're going to get to that. We have Kevin Cran with us right now, Real Money reporter, and AAP research analyst Zev Fima. Zev, we got to talk about Tilray first. The stock was up 20% right after Jim Cramer interviewed him on his Mad Money show. The next day, the stock goes to 90,
yep.
Up 90%, and then what?
I mean, I think that 90% move that you saw was a short squeeze, right? A lot of people were in there, they short the stock, and then when the stock just keeps running and running, they decide they can't take the pain anymore, so they go in, they have to buy it. They have to buy shares to close out their short, and that, in turn, drives the shares up higher. And then you see what happened today. People realize there's this high price, book profits, or they decide to initiate their own short position.
But this is the problem, Kevin, with the whole thing right now. It is so speculative, and no one understands what to do. I know you just had a big interview with the CEO of Canopy.
Yeah, so Bruce Linton said exactly the same thing. He was worried about how speculative the market is in terms of being reminiscent of the dot-com bubble. Mm-hmm. So he was saying to me that there's a lot of companies out here, there's not enough businesses. People are betting on companies that don't have any sales. So we are going to see a lot of companies disintegrate before we find the real Googles in the haystack here.
So what's next for cannabis, you might say? According to the study by the ArcView Market Research and BDS Analytics, the North American cannabis market made an astounding $9.7 billion last year, up 33% from the previous year. And according to their estimates, the legal cannabis industry is projected to generate $32 billion of overall global economic impact by 2022. Additionally, one in four adults uses marijuana, according to a Gallup poll in 2018. And with 64% of the Americans supporting the legalization of cannabis, it seems as though federal legalization isn't too far off.
I think a lot of it has to do with education. And you guys know that all morning I've been trying to educate myself, thanks to you two. I'm way better. It's important that I'm educated about cannabis. I am now. Let's talk first about CBD versus THC. CBD is the part that gives you energy and makes you feel good.
Well, yes, I mean, I think THC probably does some of that as well, but the real thing with CBD is it's not psychoactive, right? Yeah. So if you have something that's 100% CBD, this is kind of the strain that really got the attention in the medical world was the CBD component of it. You can look up Charlotte's Web, which is about this little girl in Charlotte who really benefited greatly from the CBD-heavy strain. And
because it's helping epilepsy and seizures and things like that.
Right, mm-hmm. Without the high, right?
Right.
Without the head high.
corporations and industries alike seem to be revving up for the inevitable widespread legalization. In fact, Coca-Cola recently announced intentions to break into the cannabis industry with an infused drink. And who knows more about putting drugs in their soda than Coca-Cola? Just saying. And while Aurora Cannabis Inc. may not be their intended partner, it is clear that the alcohol industry is looking to capitalize on the enormous emerging market.
So the thing to keep in mind is a lot of different companies they're going for different strategies. So Coca-Cola, we saw they were interested, they want the CBD aspect of it. They don't want to sell you Coca-Cola that makes you high. They want to sell you Coca-Cola that just kind of gives you a relaxing.
And I think this is the point that was missed dramatically. Like everyone reads the headline, right? Kev, cannabis and Coke.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I'm gonna have a soda and I'm gonna get high and I'm not gonna be able to work the rest of the day.
No, well I think this is gonna be a disruptor in a couple different markets. I think Coke, for example, they bought Body Armor recently. I think that they could use this for something like a sports recovery drink even. I know that Bruce Linton last night was talking to me a lot about how he thinks that, a lot of markets are worried about this. And that includes sports recovery, energy drinks, and even pet markets. So it could really go a number of different ways. It's not going to leave you on the couch all day.
Whereas THC will.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what's going to get you like buzzed, right? And the sports recovery aspect, CBD is good for inflammation. So after a workout, you want to prevent some inflammation. That's kind of where the CBD comes in. But yes, the THC is what maybe the alcohol companies are interested in, because they're starting to see that in the markets where marijuana becomes legal, there is an impact to beer sales. So THC would compete with that a little bit, because if you are going out, you do want that buzz, then THC is what you're going for, not CBD.
Yeah, and I think it was important to touch upon the strains as well that we've been discussing.
So, because I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's sativa versus indica.
Yeah, sativa and indica. And as we were joking earlier, sativa is satellites. It's more of a head high. You can kind of have more of an upbeat attitude. And indica is more of a relaxation in the couch, as people say. So,
everyone's
going to
remember that.
It's a perfect mnemonic to remember. And I think the more people become educated on different types of strains and effects, that'll be...
But it's a strain from what?
It's a cannabis
strain. It's a cannabis strain, to be clear. Okay.
From our humble oasis in the heart of the desert, you are listening to...
Cannabis Conundrum.
Would you like to be a part of the show? You can. Call us at area code 575-914-2444. Again, that's 575-914-2444. From the heart of the desert.
Cannabis Conundrum.
We'll be right back.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for stepping inside this lovely shop. How can I help you today?
Yeah, let me get the purple haze.
Oh, okay. I can take care of that you.
Nah. Hold up.
All right.
Let me get that purple kush right there.
Excellent choice. That's a great
flavor. Hold on. That blue dream?
Okay.
Is that the blue dream right there?
Yeah, that's the blue dreams. Ooh, yes, it is.
I don't know, man.
I mean, what are you looking for?
I don't know what to do.
Are you feeling a certain way?
Yo, is that mango raspberry purple haze?
Yeah,
the fuck is that?
That was a freak fest right there.
What the fuck is that?
That's a freak fest. Yeah. You want some?
Shit. Yo, let me get it all, man. This is like a cannabis conundrum right now.
Well, I think that's going to do it for tonight's show. I want to say thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for continuing to listen to this show, even though I have no kind of schedule. Nobody pays us to do Cannabis Conundrum. It is out of the kindness of our heart. And we are feverishly looking for more time to do the show, because we're just not going to bring you some bullshit. I'm not going to just come on here. You want to hear some bullshit? We get some early episodes that you might not have heard yet at your own risk, I guess. But again, we love y'all. We thank y'all. Call the show. 575-914-2444.
Give us your input. It is always welcome. We love you. Have a great night.
from the heart of the desert. Until next time, like, comment, good, bad, and different. Say something to us. Have a great night.
Cannabis Conundrum.
Hell yeah.
I could use some cannabis right about now.
Desert Fox and the Foxy Lady. Oh my goodness, you guys official like Tom Brady.
Love it.
Nailed it.